This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Russian officials say an 18-year-old student went on a shooting rampage Wednesday, killing 17 students and wounding more than 40. Stepping in shattered glass, Crimea head Sergei Aksionov toured Kerch Polytechnic College where the mass shooting and explosion happened. One student said the shooting lasted 15 minutes. While the suspect killed himself afterward, Aksionov said the motive is under investigation. He also said it is unthinkable that a Kerch resident, someone who lived here, did that. We are all just shocked here, so now we are doing everything to fully help the families of those killed. Russia's investigative committee said all the victims died of gunshot wounds. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is asking Turkey for any audio and video relating to journalist Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he's not sure if it exists, but if it does, the U.S. wants to see it. Saudi officials have denied Turkish claims that Khashoggi was killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate. The president yesterday warned against a rush to judgment, and while calling Saudi Arabia a key customer of military hardware, says he wants to know what happened.
Where is the fault? And we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back from the region and says the Saudis know how seriously the president's taking this. Sagar Magani at the White House.
United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told the Security Council on Wednesday that he plans to step down at the end of November for personal reasons after more than 4 years in the role. This is VOA News. Afghan lawmaker Abdul Jabbar Karoman, running in this week's parliamentary elections, was killed on Wednesday. Officials say a bomb was planted under his office chair. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. British Prime Minister Theresa May opened a Brexit summit Wednesday in Brussels, seeking to convince fellow European Union leaders her plans for a friendly divorce were not dead. This despite the bloc's calls for her to come up with a new approach. Britain's scheduled exit from the Union is March 29th. Demonstrators gathered outside the EU summit demanding that Brexit be stopped. Nikki Johnson protested, pointing out she grew up in Northern Ireland and lived through troubling times.
We lived through the troubles, and we definitely don't want to see history repeat itself. And I'm very, very concerned about how vulnerable Northern Ireland in particular is, given the current situation and the state of the negotiations.
Negotiations are at an impasse over the issue of a legal backstop to keep open the border between British Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, an EU member. Tensions rise in the Middle East following a Gaza rocket attack on a residential zone in southern Israel. Here's more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli medics say a woman and her three children, whose home in Beersheba was struck, are being treated for shock after they fled to their shelter upon being awoken by warning sirens. The woman's swift response likely saved their lives, as the home was destroyed and debris scattered throughout the street. In response, and after days of rising tensions, Israeli jets have pounded Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry says a militant was killed inside one of the posts targeted, and three other people were wounded. I'm Charles.
Activists in Malawi are protesting construction of a statue of India's independence leader Mahatma Gandhi. An online campaign in Malawi has collected nearly 4,000 signatures against erecting the statue. They say the statue is an insult to Malawians and Africa because of racial slurs Gandhi made as a young man. Mpambira Aubrey Kambewa is a campaign organizer.
This primarily also draws back to the time that he was in South Africa when he was an activist, where he based his fight for the rights of Indians based on the discrimination of black people. He alluded to the fact that Indians are racially superior to black people.
The statue in the commercial capital Blantyre is being erected as part of a deal for India to construct a $10 million convention center. A Malawi government spokesperson says he does not believe Gandhi was a racist. Democratic Republic of Congo has summoned the Angolan ambassador over the expulsion of thousands of Congolese migrants during a crackdown on artisanal diamond mining this month. I'm Liz Palka, reporting for VOA News.